The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham, here I am." He replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, whom you love." I think if I get the New King James, I would like that one. Say, "Take your son, your only son." Okay, then he said, "Take now your son." Good, I like this one. "Take now your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall show you." Verse 3. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he split the wood for the burnt offering and rose and went to the place of which God has told him. Let's go to verse 9. Then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Verse 10. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. 11. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." So he said, "Here I am." And he said, "Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." Verse 15. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven. And said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you. And multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the star of the heaven and as the sun which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gates of your enemies." Please add verse 19. So Abraham returned to his young men, and they rose and went together, and Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you tonight. We give you all the glory for bringing us together in your presence. I pray, oh God, that you speak through me and bless our heart, that before we shall leave here, we will know what to do in time like this where we need our time to manifest to the glory of your holy name. I'm only a vessel in your hands. Use me to glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, yesterday I began by saying that in order to actualize our time now, there are two things that we must do. And one, I said, we ought to persevere in prayer. And we saw how Jacob persevered in prayer. He wrestled with the angel to the point that the angel touched his socket. That he was limping in pain. But out of that, he never left the angel alone. Because I was thinking this, I said, maybe when he let the angel go, that would be the end. Tonight, wrestle with your angel and take what belongs to you. Hallelujah. I said, tonight, wrestle with the angel of the Lord and take what belongs to you. Hallelujah. And then I also said that for you to actualize your time now, you must have a personal encounter with the Lord. Because we saw that after Jacob persevered in prayer, he had a personal encounter with the man. The Bible said the man, but another version said an angel. So after that encounter, the angel asked him, what is your name? He said, my name is Jacob. He said, from today, no more Jacob. He shall be called Israel. That was instant. When he rested with the Lord and prevailed, the Bible says, the Lord changed his status and his level changed from Jacob to Israel. And I pray for you tonight that as you pray and wrestle with the Lord, God will change your status instantly, that no matter what have been the delay in your life, the Lord will make a way for you. Hallelujah. I want to continue from there. Tonight I want to also talk about when your time is up for God to bless you, what you must expect. Hallelujah. When your time is up for God to bless you, what you must expect. Now, the story we read, everybody know Abraham and this story for even Sunday school student will quote it and say, oh, and Abraham sacrificed his son and so on and so forth. But there are lessons that I want us to learn there. We are talking about now is my time. This is my time. Something must happen to my life. A change must appear. That when people see, they will say that he was like this. But today something has happened. Just yesterday he was like this. But today a new thing has happened. What is the difference? What makes the difference? What have you encountered? That must people see. To see the difference between you and others. Hallelujah. And so if now is my time and God wants to bless me, there are certain things that we must expect that come away. Hallelujah. The Bible said that God wanted to test Abraham. So the Bible said one day, now it came to pass that God tested Abraham. And when I was reading through the scripture, something dropped in my mind. The Lord commanded Abraham, said, now, Abraham, take your son, your only son, whom you love, and go to a place where I will show you to sacrifice him for me. And so the Bible says that the instruction is now. Abraham never argued with him. The Bible says that he stood up the next morning and started the journey to where God has prepared for him. Where God said he should go. He never negotiated with God. He never asked God why. He never struggled with God for sacrificing his only son. But he took a step and obeyed God. So there are certain things that I've learned from that scripture, and I want to share with you tonight. When your time is up, when your moment is up, when God wants to bless you, one of the things that you must know that your fight will be tested by him. Hallelujah. When your moment is up, when your time is up, God will test your faith. And the test comes with an instruction, now take, now stand up. Hallelujah. I was looking for the meaning of sacrifice. And after reading through the meaning of sacrifices, I came with my own definition. I said, sacrifice is the upgrade of giving. And it must cost you. Because when you give out of your abundance, you didn't know it will feel, but it doesn't cost. But if you sacrifice something that is, if something that is so dear, the only thing that you have. It is so painful. It is going, something that is going out, you cherish, you love. I mean, it is like your blood has been pulled out. So when you come to sacrifice, when you come to something that you need to take from God, the next thing that you must do is that God will test your faith. Hallelujah. So when I heard that you're talking about sacrifice, I said, many of us, our faith has been tested, but we have failed God. When the time was up for God to bless us, so let me see if these ones will trust me. When I was reading a story, this old woman, have grandchildren. And the one among them, she loved them. She loved her so much. She took care of all of them nicely because they are orphans. And the woman is very rich. She took care of them until they are of age. Then the woman decided that, I want to bless my grandchildren today. And I want to give them properties because very soon I will not be able to do anything again. So I will hand over my property to them one after the other. So he decided to test them to see how they will behave. It was time for their grandma to bless them. But she decided to test them. So one day the woman acted as if she's having a mind stroke. After some time, she's not able to say anything to talk again. All in pretense to test the grandchildren. So the story went on to say that after some time, three of them, especially the one she loved most, she organized the other three and said, let's go. We cannot sit with this old woman. We can't be washing, we can't be bathing, we're feeding her. We are going. And the younger one among them said, look, when our parents died, our grandma took care of us. She cared for us. She did everything for us. Now that she also needed most, we are leaving her behind. You among them, you were her favorite. If nobody would stay with her, you would have stayed with her. Are you organizing your living? Say, yeah, we are living. So the grandma pretended she's dead. They took her away. Then these three girls came back and said, we are coming to share the property. They're coming to share the property. So the other girl was inside weeping. He said, your grandma died in the mortuary. Has not been buried yet. Instead of it weeping and mourning, you came to share property. And lo and behold, the grandma walked in. The grandma was supposed to, you're supposed to die. Why are you still here? You see, I tested your faith. I test you to see whether you will stand by me. Now you have all failed. The plans I have for you have changed. Now, the younger one is in charge of everything. Church, what I want you to understand is that we love God. We always profess that God, we love you. Lord, we'll be there for you. Oh, we worship you. We thank you for doing this for us. Now, God wants to bless us. But one thing I want you to expect, before the blessing comes, your faith will be tested. Your faith will be tested. So the Bible says that when Abraham got there and lifted up his voice, his hand to strike, then God said, Abraham, don't touch the Lord. Now I know. Hallelujah. You see the statement? When he began, he said, now Abraham, take your son, your only son. And when Abraham acted according to his word, then God said, now I know. Hallelujah. So does it mean that all this why God did not know that Abraham loved him, that he would do whatever he wanted to him? How many of us have confessed that God will love you? How many of us confess that already yet do? Yet what some do? See, when you come to sacrifice, you don't have a choice. You are operating under instruction. Because wait for it to be a gift, you would have done it your own way. And because it's a sacrifice, God gives you instruction that do it this way. Sacrifice this for me. No negotiation. First October, you are going to sacrifice. God will test your faith. This is your time. Now is it. But before it happens, your faith, my faith shall be tested. If God tests our faith, will he say, like he told Abraham, now I know. Now I know. May this be said about you, that when you are gathered to pray, the day of sacrifice, and after that day, God will say, now I know. Hallelujah. And you see, anyone is ready, anyone that sacrifices unto God the best thing in his life, the result is instant. Hallelujah. The result is instant. God never waits to the next day before he pronounced the blessing. The moment Abraham did what God said, then God said, now I know. Abraham, don't touch the boy. Go take that lamb and come and sacrifice. And when Abraham sacrificed the lamb unto God, the Bible says that the voice came from heaven the second time and says, Abraham, because you have done this, you have not withheld your son, your only son from me. Blessings, I will bless you. How often do we withhold our blessings, by denying God of what belongs to him? And Pendido son, yango panka se mumma muwe. So we missed the trust of God. But you know, I want to encourage you. Know that if your moment is up for God to release blessing, your faith shall be tested. And my prayer is that, God, help me that no matter what be the case, if my faith is tested, I will be found faithful. That's my desire for you, church. If there's something you should do, tonight you're going to pray, God, if you test my faith, found me faithful, help me. I need that grace to be faithful. Today, when you are preaching and you are talking, receive, and people will jump in and receive Pastor this. But the moment you come to sacrifice, the place is quiet. But that is the moment God is testing your faith. Hallelujah. If people's faith are tested, see, Abraham stood and passed the test. Today we call ourselves children of Abraham. It took one man to obey God. And here the whole world is called, we are children of Abraham. So if you can also come and take a stand and say, I am going to sacrifice, I am going to pass the test, I will stand the test of time, you may be writing history for your generation to read. Hallelujah. But deliverance are summons of God. And God is mentioning names to write a history for our children that will come down to read. What will God write about you? Will he say you have failed the test or you have passed the test? When your time is up, your faith will be tested. Hallelujah. Number two, when your time is up for God to bless you, you must also be willing to sacrifice your Isaac unto God. Hallelujah. Oh, church, hallelujah. I want you to know that when your time is up for God to bless you, you and I must also be ready to sacrifice our Isaac, our all unto him. For the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son unto the Lord. He gave his only son unto the world, that through him you and I will be saved. Today, Jesus' name is everywhere. When you mention names, bar. When you mention demons, flee. By that name we stand and speak boldly, because that name carries power to do miracles in our life.
if God could share his one and only son with us, then we must be ready to sacrifice our all unto him. It's only a test of faith. Hallelujah. If you are not ready to sacrifice your only one unto God, don't be ready to receive from him. But I challenge you, he's the one who gave you that only one. He knows how to multiply them back to you. It's only a test of faith. Hallelujah. Be ready to sacrifice your Isaac. Your Isaac can be the best thing you love in your life. It can be your car. It can be your house. God can speak to you and say, hey, gentleman, young lady, go and give that your house to the church for them to sell, to build my house. Say, I didn't hear well. Did I hear well? Satan, I rebuke you. No. This is not Satan. God is speaking. How many of us are ready to sacrifice our Isaac unto him? The best thing that ever happened to us, God said, give it to me. Give it to me. Hallelujah. I have been crying for my children's school fees. And for Papa and Mama, I always cry and say, they will console me and encourage me in diverse ways. So this one, I say, God, I have to grow. Hallelujah. So when we're going for a harvest, there was no money. So I decided I was going to get some 500 and go and give. Whilst I was preaching one day during the preparation to the harvest, then the Lord said that this month you don't have salary. This month you don't have salary. I didn't hear well. Say, God, this one. You know my children, they are about to write exam, they will be sacked. The senior one is also about to write exam, he will be sacked. The house is right. We have eaten into my wife's capital. The owner of the goose is chasing her. So there is danger in the house. And you say, maybe the salary requires a sign. And God, you say, I should give all. Then the Holy Spirit said, you have been talking about Isaac. Isaac, I said, sacrifice this one for me. I said, when I went home, I told Mama, this month we don't have salary. So why? The church, they don't have money. But you're going to have harvest when we finish. They will pay you. I said, no, God said, we should sacrifice it as our Isaac unto him. He said, all. I said, yes, all. I said, God, do I take my tithe? I said, no. Because I have to pay my tithe, general counsel will come for me. So sometimes when I listen to Papa speak and make certain testimonies, when they happen to me, I take courage in that. Sometimes, people of God, let's listen to the podcast. It's blessing my life. Sometimes when you reach a point and my credit finish, I say, ah, what is this? So that day, I went to the Dickens. Dickens, so you will have some small money there. I say, it can pay you. I say, well, you give it to me. Then I give and say, madam, you take this one. I'm also taking this one. We are sending it to God. More like that. It was not easy for Abraham to take his only son. If God has said, Abraham, choose among your servants. What? Abraham will look for. I say, no, I want the only one that you have. Church, it's not easy. But when you do it, it's worth it. You will celebrate God. Hallelujah. So we gathered everything and we gathered and I said, take. So we left. Went home. Then what we intended to do in the church, we're doing it. We're doing it. And the money was finishing. was finishing. Then the deacons came. Said, ah, Pastor, we have not, after the harvest, we have not seen you. Don't worry, we will come. How much is your children's school fees? I mentioned. He said, Pastor, you there, sign the check. And they signed. They went to pay the school, we clear everything. I said, oh God, if I have taken my salary too, it won't pay for the school fees. I said, oh God, this is why you wanted to take the small out of my hands and give him the bigger one. Even though I've not tested it, but I'm happy my children will not be sacked. The children can say, children, God has paid your school fees. They were happy. They were celebrating. But they didn't know what was going on within me when I was giving it out. I was there, they came again and said, Pastor, you see, you preach and preach for 2 weeks. You were fasting and preaching for 2 weeks. We can't only pay your children's school fees. Take this one and put it in your pocket. I said, hey, madam, come. We have chopped into your capitals. The woman is chasing you. Take this one, go and cut the salt. Hallelujah. And the house became lovely again. If you are willing to sacrifice your Isaac, God will be ready to provide for you. If you are willing to sacrifice your Isaac, God is willing to provide for you. Hallelujah. I said, Papa, thank you so much for accepting me as a son. Because your teachings has helped me. That's why I said that I wish I wasn't a pastor before I know him. I would have come to learn and know certain things, and the certain prayer I'm praying now, I would have prayed them long. Like by now, but God knows the best. I know that very soon, when you hear my name, you'll be proud. Because God will take me to the next level. I know my level is changing. Because now I know how to sacrifice my Isaac. And if I've sacrificed only my 1 month's salary, and God have done this for me, what will happen next time, next year? Next year, I'll be preparing very well. Because I know that I'm going to sacrifice double of my Isaac. And when I come home, this time around, it will not only go out, but some will stay. Hallelujah. If God says sacrifice, child of God, do it. If that's all you have, test you to test God and see. If God is testing you, you to test him. God, he says you sacrifice my Isaac. I'm willing. Take. Now you too. So the Bible says that after Isaac has said God, Abraham sacrificed Isaac. Then God said, Abraham, now listen, I swear by myself, because there's nothing greater than him. Now I swear by myself, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessings, I will bless you. Hallelujah. Multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as a star. Hallelujah. I pray for somebody who is ready to sacrifice Isaac. I pray for somebody who passed the test of God. Let there be pronouncement of blessing upon your life. May God release blessings upon your life. God release blessings upon your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's how bold I am talking about it. Because I have tested it. I have filled it. I know how it is. So you see, I have 6 children by the grace of God. The last one I named for Papa because he had to cancel me and cancel me and cancel me. I was crying. I said, oh God, why? I have 5. You did not give me money to take care of them. Now that you thought that we are finished, you have brought. My wife was 2 months, 4 days pregnant. We don't know. We didn't know. And then God gave me a dream. And then I said, oh, I thought one of our deacon's son. So I went and prayed for him. We were coming from church in the car. And God said, son? The woman, he said, son? I know that's a mother. Because I know how you talk to me. He said, son, listen to me. Do you remember the dream you had? I said, the small boy. I said, yes. That boy is your son. Your wife is pregnant. We were talking and laughing in the car. Instantly, I became mumu in the car. Don't joke, oh. Don't joke. Certain things. The way this man suffered in my hand. I will call him. I will come to his office. Papa, why is this like that?
People are looking for some. Why is my case like that? I'm struggling to pay their fees. Oh God.
So when you cancel me and I'm okay, I say, I will name him after you. I will name him. Now, the way you're singing, you go and take, if you take table, you hold a leg. I say, praise the Lord. The sibling has to respond, hallelujah. I say, yes, I have Pastor Adela in my house. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You see, when you are ready to sacrifice your all to God, sometimes certain things that you don't even negotiate with God for, He begins to bring them your way. Today, that boy makes us laugh. He makes us happy. Hallelujah.
I have six.
But if God should tell me, Vincent, take one of your sons,
the one you love,
probably it will be the last one. The first one is my drama in the church. Who? Which one? Sevako. She's the one that knows how to cool me. When I'm angry, say, Daddy, there you see that you are coming again. But if God should tell me, Vincent, take one of this. I said, Papa, I didn't hear well. But Isaac was all God have. That was all. Maybe your account is getting red, but God is saying, that is all I need. Give it to me, and I'll give it back to you in multiples.
Church, that's God too, by giving your Isaac
unto him. You want to pray. After I finished preaching, one lady walked to me and said, Pastor, I have used some of my money to settle some things, so this is all I have. I said, it's between you and your God. But I told them that I will never tell you the amount you should come and give. But God is saying, come and sacrifice your Isaac. Your Isaac must cost you. If you give anything to God, that does not cost you. It is not sacrifice, it's a gift. You're going to pray tonight. God, help me pass the tests. The next one said, God, help grant me the grace so I can sacrifice my Isaac unto you. God, I am so happy. I am so free and okay in my spirit that God never lies. He will always confirm his word. He will always act according to his words. When I was told I was coming to preach, the first message that came was this one. And I asked Papa how. He said, no amount should be mentioned. Let them sacrifice their Isaac faithfully. And I will act for them. So when Papa said, we are going to do Isaac sacrifice, and nobody will tell the amount to give, I said, God, I am there. I have heard well. Sometimes you have to be sure whether what God is telling you is clear. So when he said that, I say it's confirmed. So you see, I'm talking, I'm speaking about it boldly. And I said, now is my time. So God is also expecting to do something now. So you also act. Realize that when Abraham sacrificed his Isaac unto God, God never wasted time the next day. No. Then, Abraham, now, because you have done this, I am also doing this. When Noah, after the flood had settled down, and he came out, and he took the clean animals and birds, and sacrificed unto God. When God, the aroma was pleasing to God, God said in his heart, never again will I destroy the earth with flood again. And he called Noah and his family and blessed them and said, go and be fruitful. Anyone who sacrifices his best to God, the result is instant. You see, today I'm talking about it. I have tasted it. It is not sweet from the beginning, but the end is very, very sweet. Hallelujah. Church, you want to pray. We have about 30 minutes. I want you to cry to God. Help me to give the best to you. Because as you give the best to God, he will give you his best. And imagine God's best. Hallelujah. Imagine God's best. I can Yanka crow a yam put in a mishrain. Never yen your pe. Let me tell you something, shall pray. One day, one of my Pastor Jima, I think you know him, he was raising fire and said, look, if you can trust God with me, you can empty your bucket to the Lord and see what God will do. But that was in Bible school. When I came, we have given, and all I have in my pocket was about, is it 5 cedis or 7 cedis coins? I was shy to go there as a student pastor to go and give coin, because that was all we have, both in the house, in the everything. I was waiting for them to give me 50 cedis, so I'll give 30 cedis to my wife, and I'll take 20 cedis, I'll use 6 cedis to take car to school. And I called small boy, hey, you come. And I gave him the coin because I was shy to gather coins to the altar of God. I said, take that, is all I have. Go and give it to the man. After it, he prayed. Church, when we close, everybody has left because I was waiting for my senior pastor to call me and then give me my 50 cedis. Because I know if I come for a weekend, 50 cedis, I'll give 30 cedis to my wife, and I'll take 20 away. Hallelujah. I was there. Then one man went out and ran back. Oh, Pastor Vincent, sorry. I was looking for you, sorry. This is all I have in my account. You take this one. That was the first time I hold dollar in my hands. $50. I said, hey, $50. You are welcome home. I called my wife. Say, Mama, $50. I asked people who change. I don't even know how they change it. I said, how do we do? He said, when you go to this place, I said, okay. Then I was there. Then my pastor said, today is harvest, so you see, we have to give something small. Then they gave me 1.5. I said, hallelujah. I said, Mother, you take the dollars. Go and change. And then me, let me take 150 and go home. That day I was a guy in the car. Hallelujah. When I was going, I bought a Fanta and I was drinking on the way because you cannot buy Fanta with 20 cities and they'll be left. But when I gave my all to God, God supplied. I pray for you tonight that you give your best to God. And as you give your best to God, may God transform your life and may God bring blessings away. Stand to your feet. You want to pray. You want to give a testimony. You are the next in line. If you can pass the test, you are the next in line. If you can, you are willing to give your Isaac. If you are willing to sacrifice your Isaac, you are the next in line. So Lord, tonight, by the power of your word, in the name of Jesus Christ.
You
see, our time is on far gone. So I want us to run a bit there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's run a bit so that we can capture some prayer point before we go home. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe in this words. Church, I believe in this words. I believe them because they happen just as God has spoken. Many of us, our faith have been tested already. Because come 1st October, you have to sacrifice your Isaac. I have tried it. It works. Hallelujah. I say, I have tried it. It works. God will make it work for you. Amen. If you are ready to sacrifice. Amen. First, our faith. God, help me pass the test. He's the one that will bring the test. He knows how to help you pass it. What is God telling you, child of God? Many of us, after we leave here, God will speak to us. He will tell you what to do. And that is the test. And if you are willing to do that, he's ready to provide for you. Say, oh Lord, by the power of your word, tonight, oh Lord, help me to pass the test in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray for help from on high. Let God help you in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, we have come to you now and forever. You are the only source of our help. You are the source of our help. Death will come, trials will come, but Lord, we depend on you, we rely on you, we depend on you, we rely on you. Help us, Lord, help us, Lord,
us, Lord.
Help 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 us, Lord.
Help
us, Lord.
Help
us, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Help
us, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Help
us, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Help us, Lord. Help
us, Lord. Help
us, Lord. Help us, Lord. We pray for
We depend on you.
We depend on you. We depend on you. We depend on you. We depend on you. We depend on you. We depend on you. We depend on you. We depend on you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we were praying, the Holy Spirit was telling me that sometimes evil voice confuses us. After I have taken a step for the Lord to go through and pass the test, we'll be hearing voices. That is why when God speaks to you about something, it is not all everything that you discuss with your people. It is meant for you. Keep it in prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Keep it in prayer. We want to stop every voice that confuses us at the verge of our blessings. Hallelujah. You see, when the voices come like that, you will be confused. And before you realize, you have failed the test. I want to stop any evil voice from confusing us so you can pass the test by the help of God. Say, oh Lord,
by the power
of your word, in the name of Jesus Christ, tonight, oh Lord, any evil voice that will try to confuse me at the verge of my blessings, I stop them. 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 Lift up your voice. Stop them. Stop them. Stop them. Stop that! 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 Lord, any evil voice trying to confuse me at the fact of my passes, at the fact of passes my test, I stop that by the blood of Jesus. I stop them by the blood of Jesus. I stop them. I stop them. I stop them. I stop them. I stop them by the blood of Jesus. By the power of your word. I stop them. 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 I stop them by the blood of Jesus. I stop them. 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 All evil voices against my life, trying to stop my blessing, trying to confuse me at the point of my passing my death. I stop them. Stop them. I 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 stop them. By the power of your word. I stop them. I stop them. Bakapaya, rababakaba, iyakabaya, rekabaya, akabaya, iyakaba, rababaya, iyakabaya, akabaya, rebabakabaya, bakabaya, nelebabaya. I stop them. 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 All evil voices rising up. Against me, to frustrate me, confuse me, at the point of passing my test, I stop them, I stop them, I stop them, I stop them, by the power of your word, I stop them, 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 Rakabaya, Ayakabaya, Mandelebabaya, Holy Ghost, by your power, I stop them, I stop them, I stop them, I stop them, Makabaya, Rekababaya, Yandelebaya, Rakabaya, Ayakabaya, Rapaka, Rekababaya, Makabaya, Makabaya, Rakabaya, Ayakabaya, Mandelebabaya. Oh Lord, by your word, I stop them. Any evil ones trying to confuse me at the verge of passing my death, I stop them. I stop them by the blood of Jesus Christ. I stop them. 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 Rakapaya, 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 rakapaya.
Because a person has come to give to the Lord. The following year, the day we're having a harvest, the person never came. Mama, was nipping a bunabum. One more mao, obiyeno, no bunabum. Eventually, the person left the church. The enemy has planted agents in areas. So when you are sorry, they move who pray in an ordinary gate and watch. I want to pray that any evil word that would discourage somebody from sacrificing his or her Isaac unto God, we silence it.
Jesus' name.
Look, one person can stand up and say, "Hey, Pastor, leaders, I'm taking over all the roofing." Yes. One person can do it, but in some of the teachers, you are saying, "God, any evil word that will release to stop somebody, or to stop a member, or to stop my life, to stop me from sacrificing my Isaac, I silence them."
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Say, "Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Tonight.
Tonight.
As you clap our hands.
As you clap our
hands. And pray.
And pray.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Any evil word.
Any evil
that
word.
That I will release.
That I will release.
All will be released.
All will be released.
Against any member.
Against any member.
To stop him.
To stop him.
Or her.
Or her.
From sacrificing.
Or sacrificing.
His or her Isaac.
His or her Isaac.
By the power.
By the power.
Of the word.
Of God,
we silence it.
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 We silence it. Rapa papaya, yaka papaya, rapa papaya, rapa papaya. Lord, we silence any evil word. We silence it. We silence it. We stop it. We silence it. We thwart it. We render null and void. It will not work. It will not work. It will not work. It will not work. I can sacrifice my Isaac. The grace of Abraham, the grace that was upon him, that made him obey God and sacrifice his only one. We need that grace. We need that grace. Because that is what will enhance God's blessings upon our life. We need that grace. We are praying that, oh God, grant me your grace so I can sacrifice my Isaac according to your way. Lift up your voice. Yes. Oh, Lord,
oh Lord,
give me your grace.
Give me your grace.
Give me your grace. The grace, oh Lord, to sacrifice. The grace, oh Lord. The grace, oh Lord. The grace, oh Lord. The grace.
Give me your grace.
The grace.
Give me your grace. Give me your grace.
The grace. The grace. I need your grace. I need your grace to sacrifice. As a church, we need your grace. As a church. We need your grace as an individual. We need your grace. 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 Akababaya, Ielebaya, Iakapaya, Rekapaya, Ielebaya, Ielebaya, Rekapaya, Rekapaya. We need your grace. 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 Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because you are ready and willing to sacrifice your Isaac unto God. May the Lord supply you.
Amen.
May the Lord provide for you.
Amen.
Any blessings of yours that is locked because you are ready to sacrifice. May the Lord unlock them for you.
Amen.
I said, may the Lord unlock them for you.
Amen.
Any finance of yours that is locked anywhere. Anything that is a blessing to you that the enemy has locked by the power of prayer tonight, I unlock them.
Amen.
I unlock them.
Amen.
I unlock them.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
I unlock them.
Amen.
May the Lord unlock everything that the enemy has locked.
Amen.
Before 1st October, may you come with your sacrifice.
Amen.
The only sacrifice, Isaac.
Amen.
To the glory of God.
Amen.
I pray that may you pass the test of
Amen.
God.
Amen.
May you pass the test of God.
Amen.
May be willing to sacrifice your Isaac.
Amen.
And as you are willing, may the Lord supply your needs.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your sacrifice will not be in vain.
Amen.
God is more than ready to provide for you.
Amen.
And I stand on the altar, this great altar, in the oil of the man of God, as a humble learner, and I pronounce God's blessing over your life.
Amen.
The Bible says that when Abraham sacrificed Isaac, then there, God pronounced blessing. Amen. And because your purpose in your heart, that you are going to sacrifice your Isaac.
Amen.
I stand in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
and upon his word. Yes. And release multiple blessings upon your life.
Amen.
The Lord release multiple blessings upon your
Amen.
Life. You are favored.
Amen.
And nothing can stop it.
Amen.
Because of the kind of heart you have.
Amen.
May the Lord open door for you.
Amen.
I said the Lord open door for you.
Amen.
May heaven be open to you.
Amen.
May the storehouse of God be open upon your life.
Amen.
I invoke heaven to open the storehouse upon your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I stand on the oil of this house. And I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit. That before 1st October, may you give a testimony.
Amen.
That you will give a testimony.
Amen.
By the power of the word of God.
Amen.
You are the next on line.
Amen.
To give a testimony.
Amen.
I pray that God will be bold enough to say, now I know.
Yes, O Lord.
That you, my son, you, my daughter, you fear me.
Amen.
The fear there is reverence. Now I know that you reverence me.
Amen.
That you do not cherish your only son more than me. But you put me first.
Amen.
Because you put God first before any other thing. May God also put your need first.
Amen.
You didn't hear that. I said, because you have made up your mind that you put God first. May God also put your need first.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.